Marsh kettles.
And we'd pour that into this 50-gallon barrel and have it slanted, you know. You'd cram out a hog in there and tune in. Depends on how big your hog was. You just take two men to handle them. We'd josh him up and down, you know.
With his feet.
By his feet, and then we'd flip ends with him, put the other end in. Josh him up and down, and we'd bring him out and take our knives and scrape him.
Lay him on the board.
And that hot water, you know, let that hair slip. Then you'd what you'd call gambling, that's you split them hind feet here, you see. You get these leaders and run a gambling stick through some shape of that cigar right there on them. That gambling stick would be that long.
Sharp on each one.
We'd take a block and line and pull them up to a limb. We'd take the entrails out. We'd let that hog down, throw him over on a scale. That we'd have a horse, two horses, wooden horses, you know, with some things on them. Right there, I'd cut that hog up.
Two saw horses?
Mm-hmm. With you know, a plank laying across them. We lay that hog on these plank, you see.
Salt.
I never took a hog to a butcher shop in my life.
Salt it, put it down in your meat bar.
To have it butchered. I've taken one beef to have it butchered in my life. And the rest of them I butchered myself. Hogs and I never took a hog. It is all myself. And one calf is all I have to.
What kind of hogs do you raise?
Mostly Hampshire's. That is that the last several years. Now back when I was a kid, long in there, after I could only grow Duroc's, Pole and Shiny. But,
did you ever have those that would get up wild? When you said you used to let them range quite
Yeah, sometimes you'd, you couldn't, it's just not near impossible to ride them up, they'd be so wild. All old timers, they'd build traps, pens, and they'd build pens. Throw corn in that pen. They'd build them out of logs, you see, these pens I'm talking about. And they'd throw corn in there and they'd have a trap door with a plunger. If them hogs ever went through that, they'd trip that plunger and this door come down, they'd hang, you see. That's the way they caught them wild hogs. Yeah.
What'd they call them?
Well, they just call them wild hogs.
You hear any ridge runners?
No. No, now these hogs.
Razorback?
Yeah, razorback. These hogs are just hogs that had been away from, out of, you know, away from people so long, maybe from time they just a pig till they'd get grown. And man, they didn't want you around them.
Yeah, those big old.
Tushes,
yeah. You sure didn't want to get around a sow with young pigs back then days when they were ranging out in the woods on outside range or a boar around a boar either, because you could, you didn't want to hem them now unless she was ready to climb a fence or something or a tree.
Did you ever have to do that?
Oh yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I'd get to a fence and get over it.
A hog got after you and you had to...
Yeah, if I get around, because I have, you know, get too close to them pigs. Yeah, they'd fight you like a tiger.